USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With new coronavirus cases spiking in a number of states around the country that have reopened, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin says there is no way we can reclose the economy.
We can't shut down the economy again. I think we've learned that if you shut down the economy, you're going to create more damage, and not just economic damage, but there are other areas, medical problems and everything else that get put on hold. But I think we've learned a lot. And I also would just say the fact that Congress, the House, the Senate responded with the administration in an unprecedented way to put $3 trillion in the economy, and we're prepared to go back to Congress for more money to support the American worker. So we're going to get everybody back to work.
Meanwhile, an additional 1.5 million people filed for unemployment for the first time last week, and new stats released by the Department of Labor. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Two soldiers from South Carolina's National Guard, who were recently deployed to the nation's capital to end unrest following the death of George Floyd, reportedly found shards of glass baked into a pizza they had ordered there. The startling discovery was made amid the dough and cheese after the pie arrived at the Marriott Marquis Hotels, citing a report from the Department of Defense. The report also said the troops did not eat the pizza and the soldiers are okay. It was the only incident to their knowledge, according to Captain Jessica Donnelly, a spokeswoman for the South Carolina National Guard. President Trump tweeted that if Seattle leaders don't take back their city right now, he will, as protesters now have a part of the city that is called an autonomous zone. The Seattle Police Department has conceded several blocks of the city, allowing protesters to do as they see fit. The president tweeted to Governor Jay Inslee and the mayor of Seattle that these ugly anarchists must be stopped immediately. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan responded by telling him to, quote, go back to your bunker. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Democratic Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak signed a new slew of bills, including one to permit the sealing of records for marijuana convictions and another to restore the voting rights of convicted felons, permitting over 77,000 people to cast ballots who would otherwise have been barred from voting in the state. The inclusion of the new voters has the potential to impact future elections, as studies have found that former felons are much more likely to vote for Democrats. Country superstar Garth Brooks is holding a concert that will be played only at 300 drive-in theaters on June 27th across the country. The concert event will follow specific guidelines recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as state and local health mandate.
We can have families jump in the car, come out on Saturday night. We are excited because this is a reason to get out of the house, but at the same time, you get to follow all the COVID rules from every individual state. You get to have fun and stay within the guidelines of social distancing, but we're calling it social distancing partying.
The concert will be created in Nashville, Tennessee, and tickets will be just $100 per passenger car or truck, no matter how many you can fit in the vehicle. Tickets go on sale June 19th, and Garth and his band is excited about playing again in front of a crowd.
So you can blast it and blare it as loud as you want, windows up, windows down, sing along. This is a perfect way for us to still get to play music and still follow all the rules that we're under right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.